Well, hello, beautiful. It feels like forever since I've been behind this microphone, actually reaching out to all of you gorgeous women to bring you hope and healing from betrayal. I took about a month off because of hip replacement surgery. Boy, have I learned a lot through that, and I will probably share some of the lessons that I learned through that on another episode. But for today, it is so good to be back in the seat, back behind the mic, and actually recording again to just bring you some more helpful messages that can move you forward in your healing journey. For those of you who knew that I was on a respite, thank you so much for your prayers. It meant the world to me, the cards, the messages, the gifts. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. So, I cannot wait to talk to you today about a very interesting subject that I had a woman actually ask me a question on. How in the world do you redeem D-Day? Well, we are going to talk about it today on Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Hey, beautiful. Welcome to Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Have you discovered your husband's been having an affair? Do you just want the pain to stop and be able to take a deep breath again? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to save your marriage, heal from an affair? Do you wake up with the hope that this nightmare would end only to feel crushed and humiliated because your husband acts like the affair was really your fault and now you're left obsessing with where he is and if he's seeing her again? Hey, I'm Lisa. I too was devastated when I discovered my husband was having an affair. I too felt the pain would never end and wished he would just stop the affair and we could restore our marriage. I wanted the weight of the trauma to be lifted so I could breathe again and be able to have someone, anyone, help me climb out of the dark, miry pit of despair so I could begin to heal and be confident in me again. But I kept telling myself, he won't stop seeing her. Must have been my fault. And this pain, it'll never go away. Until I found hope and healing in Christ, along with simple techniques that helped me to learn how to recover from the betrayal. In this podcast, you'll discover what betrayal trauma really is, learn simple techniques to heal and recover, and get biblical guidance to help you make the right choices as you heal from the affair so you can be free from the heartbreak and the pain, and rise in confidence once again to be the woman God created you to be. So beautiful, grab your favorite latte or a glass of wine, snuggle up on the couch and focus on yourself for a few minutes. Let's dive into what it really means to rise up from the ashes of betrayal and loss into a life that you really desire. Welcome back to the show, beautiful. Again, I am excited to be with you today and to really help you in redeeming this D-Day. You know, D-Day is a marker for us, right? It is a Kairos moment, a marker in time where everything stands still. Time, as we know it, comes to a halt. We feel like the world just is spinning around us, yet everything is still. Quiet, yet at the same time, extremely loud. The quiet is deafening. And we recall that day as a day of destruction, a day when we had our life stolen, when it was actually shattered into a billion pieces, like glass that's been thrown on the floor, forever ruined, where we can't put it back together again. But today, I want to offer you 5 steps to redeem this day so it no longer destroys you. It no longer is a day that you dread. It is no longer a day that you look at with such contempt, but you actually look at it from a different perspective. And I want to help you with that because, beautiful, the reality is this. We serve a God that is a redeeming God. Jesus redeemed us through his sacrifice on the cross, through his precious blood that was shed. The beating that he took for us was all to have every area of our lives redeemed including the area of betrayal, including that D-Day that has been so horrific for you. Yes, beautiful, it can be a day that God actually redeems should you choose to allow Him to do so, partnering with Him in this. And so today we're going to look at that. So grab your piece of paper, as I always tell you to do, right? Grab your piece of paper. And let me just say, if you are a couple who is seeking to restore your relationship after betrayal, and you are listening to this broadcast today together, kudos to you. Do this together. You can actually do this together, as well as doing it singly, right? So I help Christian women and couples find hope and healing after betrayal. And you, if you are a woman who is seeking a recovery plan so you can move forward, then I have 5 spots available for you right now. I have 5 open slots for my one-to-one VIP coaching. And once they're filled, and they go quickly. Believe me, they go quickly. So below in the show notes, grab your free consult with me. Do the intake form, fill that out, it'll come to me. And once I receive it, you'll receive the scheduling link so you can schedule your free consult with me, where we kind of walk through together and see if coaching is right for you. I do this for couples as well. And the couples, listen, if you choose to heal alongside of each other, then I only have 3 slots available right now, and those will go fast. So grab your consult and let's get you on the books. All right, without further ado, let's look at the steps that you can take to actually redeem your D-Day, the day you found out that you were betrayed. Now, first off, yes, we have to look at it for what it is, right? It was the day that you found out you were betrayed, whether it was through pornography, whether it was through a physical or emotional affair, you were betrayed at the deepest level. The one you love with everything you are chose to give affection to another. And yes, even through pornography, they are giving themselves away through pornography. So, whether it's pornography or an affair of some sort, this is betrayal nonetheless. And you found out about it and your world imploded. I mean, I know how that feels. I remember it very, very well. I was like a caged animal. My house felt like it was closing in. The walls felt like they were going to squeeze me to death. And I felt like I needed to just get away and run, right? That is that trauma response that we have. I needed to get out and run away because it was so overwhelming. The pain was so great that I felt like if I didn't get outside of the walls of the house, which is where I found out about the betrayal, I felt like it was going to overtake me and I felt like it was going to kill me. And I know that some of you can relate to that. But how can you redeem something that was so horrific? How can you redeem a day that marks so much pain and suffering? Well, beautiful, there are 5 steps that I took myself that I want to share with you today, that if you choose to walk in them, God will meet you there and you can redeem D-Day. So let's walk it out together. The first one is this: decide what you want to do for you on D-Day. Yes, you is a capital Y-O-U. I'm speaking to you, beautiful. What do you want to do for you on D-Day? Now, you had no consent over the betrayal. You had no choice when it came to the betrayal. That was out of your control, right? But now you do have control. You can choose what you want to do for you on that day. Now, what does that look like? Does that mean that you're going to take a day off from work? You're going to choose not to work that day. You're going to choose to spend it for yourself. Does that mean you're going to spend a spa day? See, for me, my first D-Day, I did that. I took a complete day off and I chose to spend it at a very luxurious spa. I wanted someone to take care of me on that day? What about going out of town to a place that you've longed to visit? Whatever it is, choose this for yourself. Make sure that you're looking at D-Day right now, no matter when it is this year, okay? And you're going to say, what am I going to do for myself on this day? How do I want to pamper myself? Like, what do I want to do on this day? Decide now what you are going to do for yourself on that day. Then number two is this, decide what you will do on that day for you. Choose something that is going to bring you joy. Again, for me, I wanted somebody to pamper me. I wanted someone to take care of me because, beautiful, remember, the Lord heals mind, body, and spirit. So for me, I wanted to make sure that my mind, my body, and my spirit were taken care of that day. And a spa day did that. Now, number one, it calmed my mind. I was in a very tranquil place. The music was beautiful, the atmosphere, the scents, the sounds, the smells. Everything brought relaxation to my mind, to my body, because the massage is very cathartic. It helps your nervous system to regulate itself. It removes toxins from your body. And then I chose to spend that time praying and in meditation and just really talking to God. And it was beautiful for me, right? So I chose something for myself on that day that brought me joy. I also went and got my favorite cup of coffee. I just love a good coffee. I'm a coffee girl, okay? So I went and got my favorite coffee, and I also visited some of my favorite places. Now, I've been asked before, Lisa, on D-Day, would it be helpful if I go and visit the places where I found out my husband was actually taking her or meeting her? No. Hear me loud and clear when I say that. N-O, no. Why would you take yourself to a place of sin? Why would you take yourself to a place of death? You know, in scripture, it says, why are you seeking the living among the dead, right? Why would you seek to do that? Why would you seek to go to a place that brought you pain, brought you suffering, and you had no choice in? That does nothing but traumatize you. And that is exactly what the enemy of your soul, Satan, would have you do. He would have you do something that would hurt you and not help you. So, beautiful, by all means, don't do that. Stay away from the things that had sin attached to it and that has pain, suffering, and trauma attached to it as well. So, number two was to decide on what you are going to do for yourself that day. In other words, choose something for yourself that day that brings you joy. Now, number three is this. Reframe the definition of the day. Now, hear me closely on this. Instead of it being, quote, the day that destroyed my life, end quote, or the day I found out he betrayed me, reframe it to the day God, in his mercy and grace, and because he is faithful to me, chose to reveal truth to me, so I could begin a journey of healing from what I did not know about. Now, I'm going to read that once again because I believe it is so good it needs to be said twice. Listen closely. Instead of it being the day that destroyed my life or the day I found out he betrayed me, reframe it to this. The day God, my Father, the one who loves me so much in his mercy and grace, and because he is faithful to me, chose to reveal truth to me on this day so I could begin a journey of healing from what I did not know about. I can now move forward into a brighter future because God revealed this truth to me. Now, listen, beautiful, this is not about denying what happened on that day. No, hear me loud and clear. It's about seeing it from a different perspective. Listen, yes, you are going to have moments of grief on D-Day. I did. And you should grieve. You should grieve the things that were lost. That is healing to your soul, to your mind, to your body. We all need to grieve those things, and we don't need to deny that they happened. But we need a new perspective. Instead of allowing this day to be the day of destruction, we have it as a day of redemption, a day of truth-telling, where God stepped in and He brought everything, all the darkness, into light. On your behalf, He did this for you. It's a different perspective, and it's called reframing. I do this with my clients all the time, and it is extremely powerful because it allows you to see from a different perspective that is healthier for you to heal. Okay, let's look at number 4. Now, on D-Day, when the day does come around, spend time looking back at what God has done in your life over the past year. Now, a lot of times I'll tell you, don't look back and stay stuck there, right? I know many of you have heard me say that before. That's not what I'm talking about. I want you to take a look back, and I want you to look at what God has done for you over the past year. What has He brought you through? What has He saved you from? And I want you to spend time here. This is where, once again, you are going to grieve a little. You're going to cry. You may laugh. You may giggle, right? But spend time here. Celebrate your wins. Embrace the joy. Grieve the past. And really dive deep. What has God done in and through you and brought you through and saved you from over the past year? It really opens your eyes to what has transpired, the blessings, the glimmers, the hope, the healing. It's not all been bad, beautiful. And this is where you get to bring that truth into light, to recognize what really has happened for the good for you over the past year. Then, number 5 is this: look forward with hope and anticipation. Now, this is where you're going to spend time looking forward to your future. You now have the truth. D-Day has gone. It has passed, and you've got the truth, right? Well, what has been hidden, what was hidden in the dark, it's now come into the light. Now you get to choose to look forward and begin to embrace a brighter future. Spend some time here. What do you want your future to look like? Because you don't want to, every year around D-Day, have to go through this again, right? So yes, did I go through this my first D-Day? Every step I'm telling you, I took on my D-Day, all right? And I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. But this is what God has for you if you choose to step into it. This can be with or without your husband. But trust God and anticipate all the good that He has in store for you. So start to dream again. Start to spend some time looking forward to your future. Now, let me break it down for you really quickly to kind of wind this podcast episode up for you. My D-Day, the very first one, these are the steps that I took. I got up that morning and I got up with anticipation and hope. And I went, and the first stop was to grab myself my favorite coffee, which is, you know, a strawberry or cherry mocha latte. I mean, it is my favorite. My second is a toasted coconut mocha latte, so with oat milk, no doubt. But I went and grabbed my favorite coffee. And I went for a short drive to the places where they bring me joy. They're beautiful. I live in the low country of Charleston, South Carolina. And I did a little bit of a drive. And I took the scenic route to the spa that day, that luxurious spa in downtown Charleston, South Carolina, Woodhouse Spa. And I spent over a half day there getting an 80-minute massage. facial, mani-pedi. I had someone take care of me. Actually, I had four people, because I had four different packages that day, so to speak. And I had someone take care of me for a half a day. And I just, mind, body, and soul, allowed God to meet me there. Now, after I left the spa, I was a bit of a noodle, and it was a fabulous noodle feeling, and all these toxins were releasing from my body, so I made sure that I had lots of water to drink, and I took myself back home. And I sat out on my porch, which is one of my favorite places, because I was still living in my apartment. I was still separated from my husband physically. And I had a beautiful, beautiful, huge oak tree that was right outside of my balcony. And I went out on my balcony with all my beautiful plants, and the hummingbirds were flying around like crazy. And it was a beautiful day. And I sat and I reminisced, and I just had my music in the background, worshiping, and was just looking at the past year of what God had done in me. How close I had become to Him, the blessings, the way He had spoken to me in different areas of my life, and the movement that I had, and the way I was healing. And I looked at what He saved me from, and the things that could have happened that didn't happen, and the things that did happen for my good. And even though I didn't understand everything, how I could trust Him, because He chose to reveal truth on D-Day to me. And then I spent time just dreaming about the future. And I had two different dreams. The dream of what my life was going to look like if I was single. And yes, I went there, because my husband and I had not reconciled at this point. And so I was, and I actually at this point, I had filed for divorce. So it was kind of pretty low at this point. And so I was looking at this as, okay, what would my life look like if I were single? And I started dreaming and allowing myself to dream and allowing God to show me the possibility there. And then I had the other dream of what it would look like if we reconciled, if He could get Himself straight and finally go through recovery. And yes, we reconciled, what that possibly could look like. So I had two dreams before me that I said, God, I'm laying them at Your feet, and whichever one happens, I'm choosing to walk in it by faith. And my day ended so beautifully. Did I cry that day? Yes, I did, beautiful. I did. I cried. I wept. I sat in the arms of my father. There were times of quiet. There were times of just some anger. You know, I worked it all out, because you are allowed to do that. But I did it with these five steps. And I will tell you, from that D-Day forward, it has been so different. I even had my third D-Day come around and go and come and went, and I didn't even realize it bypassed me. It was like it had gone, and a few days later, I was like, oh, D-Day was a few days ago. Wow. Because it doesn't define me anymore. It doesn't destroy me anymore. It is a Kairos moment that God chose to reveal some very important things to me so that I could move forward and heal and have a better life in my future. That's how I chose to reframe it, and you can too. Beautiful, it takes courage, and it takes a step of faith, but I know you can do it. So I hope this helped you today, and I pray for those who are getting ready to hit their D-Day that you choose to redeem it and not allow the enemy to steal one more day from you. So until next time, be blessed, choose to live your life very fully, and choose to redeem every area of it from this day forward. God bless. Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful.